Hello, beautiful beings. I'm your host, Kara Cott, and I want to welcome you to The Universe Made Me Do It, which is a conscious adventure of guiding you to live from your soul and manifest the tangible, juicy experiences, people, and places that matter to you. I am so excited you're here. And I want to thank you for bringing your source consciousness to this conversation. And remember, what you hear here, you create. Take what inspires you and discard the rest. And may you receive what you truly came here for.
So totally stoked. I'm here at Avalon Beach. There's waves in the background. And this is my send-off day from brilliant, profound, magical, breathtaking Australia. And I just, the word that comes is proud. I'm so proud to be here and to have been here, to experience the contrast of the landscape from bushfires to hail, rain, cold in summer, heat wave in summer, to the beautiful family that welcomed me into their home. And it's so amazing how just by being in physical space with each of these individuals has impacted my life. Yes, we've had conversations, we went for hikes, we ate food together, we cooked. There's something so present to me about the power and the magic of just sharing space with someone. And what I have learned and discovered without any words, just by being with them, by being in their home, and I'm in such appreciation and love. For this beautiful moment. And my next destination is Hawaii. In my last episode, I talked about being with the emotion, and I shared with you that I'd been feeling some weepiness and not quite sadness, something coming more from my solar plexus. And as I allowed that to be, the emotion just rode out. And so I felt clear. And I was looking at, okay, where am I going to stay in Hawaii? I'm literally arriving today. And I'm like, where am I going to stay in Hawaii? Have you ever done that? Have you gone someplace and like just showed up with, where am I going to stay? What's going to happen? And so I'd been looking online and nothing was jumping out to me. Nothing was like, ooh, yeah, that's it. I'd look on Airbnb. Eh. I looked on my trusted house sitter's website. Nothing there. Looked at hostels and I'm like, meh. I was like, oh, I could rent a vehicle and drive around the island. It's like, yeah. Little bit of something, but then it was like, I don't know. I looked at camper vans and they were just like, yeah, I just don't. It was just something about, like, I just don't feel like that cost is worth it. And then I was like, oh, let me look on Workaway. Maybe, oh, that sounds exciting. I'd really love to do an exchange. Nothing was panning out. I was like, oh, maybe I'll go camping. Maybe this, maybe that. And so I was looking and looking. Every time I looked, it's Hawaii. Like, what a magical place in the world. Like, okay. So I'm looking. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to get a hostel in Waikiki just to ground my feet and talk to locals. And there's going to be people in the hostel. And hostels have all sorts of great resources of books and things. And I was like, this would be perfect. It's not far from the airport. It's next to Diamond Head. It's got the beach there. This is going to be perfect. So I do a search. Oh my gosh, they don't have a hostel for the night that I arrive, which is today. I'm like, okay, well, I can get a hotel. And then I'll get a hostel. So I booked the hostel. 5 nights. I'm like, all right. And then I look at vehicles again, and I'm like, yeah, I could certainly rent a vehicle. But I want to be comfortable when I sleep. Like, definitely want to be comfortable when I sleep. And then I had a thought. I'm going to check out camper vans in Las Vegas. So as I was looking at my travels of traveling to Florida, because I'm speaking at PodFest 2020, I can't believe I didn't tell you that. But I am so excited, and I'll share that story of how I manifested that. It was just so clear. So, you know what? I'm just going to do that right now. So, PodFest 2020. It's happening the beginning of March. And last year, I attended a PodFest 2019. And I went. And this guy, Chris Kremitzos, he is this genuine being. And I started going to his podcasting monthly meetings. And something I was just so in awe of and amazed with is the love that he presents and everything that he does. I remember going to that first meeting and being like, I would not call this networking. I would call this like this space of love of I care about you and I want you to succeed. What do you need? How can I help you? How can I support you? Holy shit. I was blown away. So I kept going. I kept going. And I attended PodFest 2019, which Chris hosts. And I had such a genuine, deep experience. I have friends that I met from that convention that I love so dearly. Impacted my podcast and my life, all of it. So I get the survey post PodFest 2019. Fill it out, you know, like, would you like, all those questions. And at the end, it was like, will you be attending PodFest 2020? And immediately what was there for me was like, yes, and I'm going to speak. Ooh, and I was a little hesitant about putting it in there. And I was like, oh, Chris could see this and he's going to know that I put that in there. And I just heard from the universe, do it, put it in there. So I put it in there and I said, yes, and I'll be speaking at PodFest 2020. And I guess I put it in my calendar. I made a little note about it. I literally put PodFest 2020 in my calendar. And I made a note. I didn't go writing about it. I didn't go imagining being there. I didn't go telling everyone about it. I just put it in the calendar. I'm speaking. And I would think about it from time to time. And when I would think about it, I'd be like, yo, it felt just so good. I'm speaking. Application time came. Speaker application. I filled it out, sent it in. And while I've been here in Hawaii, I got the news. Received. We would love to have you. So clear intent. I didn't imagine it. I didn't talk about it. I just knew it. I declared it. I put it on my calendar. I just wrote it down. Manifestations of 2019, speaking at PodFest 2020. It was just matter of fact. So, I said yes. Which means I gotta be in Orlando, Florida at the beginning of March. I was like, okay. So I'm here in Australia. And I want to have an adventure to Florida. So what adventure do I want to have? And I want to break up these flights. I've done extended flights. I can do them. They're great. I just wasn't feeling that. I was like, you know, I want to like have an adventure. Yeah, like 2 months to Florida. What adventure do I want to have with myself? So I was like, Hawaii, direct flight from Australia, amazing prices. And then I look, there's this layover in Las Vegas, possibly coming from Hawaii to Tampa, Florida. And I'm like, Vegas, wow, that feels really good to me. But in my mind, I'm like, I'm not bright lights, big city. I'm like, smell the earth, hug it, be naked with it, feel it. And I'm like, but it feels really good. And I'm like, the desert's there. I know the desert's there. I can pop out to the desert. That's what I'll do. I'll go to the desert. I'll stop in Vegas for a couple of days and just go spend some time out in that desert, that amazing desert. I'd recently been to Tucson and just first time ever in the desert and fell in love. So Hawaii, thinking about it, and I'm like, let me check out camper vans in Vegas and see what they're like. And I find this website and I'm like, holy shit, look at this cool ass camper van. It's like all psychedelically bright, colorly painted. And I'm looking on their website, like, okay, what's the cost of it? And I was just like, wow, it's such a different cost difference than Hawaii's camper vans. And I'm like, wow, that's amazing. That's a nice additive there. And here's the thing. I'm looking on the website and it's like, oh, we're like X amount of time from Death Valley, X amount of time from Zion National Park, X amount of time from Joshua Tree, X amount of time from Grand Canyon. And I was like, oh, I felt in my entire being fullness and openness and excitement and thrill, and that's it. That's it. That's it. Holy shit, that's it. That's it. This is it. Zion National Park. I had that one of my pins on my map. Okay, great. The desert. Yes. Death Valley. Oh, please. I want to go to all those places. Though there are two particular, Death Valley and Zion, that are really, really, really calling me. And I'm like, I'm going to the desert. And it's not looking the way that I thought it was going to look. I thought I was going to spend like a month in Hawaii. No, I'm spending a month in the desert. I'm going to Hawaii that week and a half. Then I'm going to the desert. I'm going to spend a month in this camper van with the desert. It's all about how it feels. I literally was looking. Every time I looked in Hawaii, it was like, meh, no, that's not it. That's not it. And it's interesting. Something that came into my awareness the other day, when it's not it, money looks different too. Everything looks different. So when it's not it, it's like, that doesn't, like, I was just like, want to pay that for a camper van. Just doesn't make sense to me. $150 a day for a camper van with like bare bonesness just doesn't resonate with me. But it wasn't even about the money. It was just because it wasn't the thing. It wasn't it. Everything that I looked at was like, that's not it. It's not it. That's what I was saying. And then when I looked in Vegas, camper van, I was just immediately like, that's it. And it wasn't about anything. It wasn't about anything. Nothing else matters. It's it. It's it. It's so fucking clear to me. It's it. Time, dates, money. Is someone going to join me? Who am I going to meet there? What am I going to do? None of that is in my awareness. I just know that's it. That's it. And when I was writing down Hawaii, I'm like, I want to go snorkeling, meet these amazing people, da 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 da, which is great too. But that desert, that's it. I don't have any thoughts about, oh my gosh, what am I going to do there? Or am I going to meet, well, I'm going to meet amazing people. That's already there. It's waiting. Waiting to be discovered and experienced and lived and engaged with. Don't have to think about it. I just know it's it. And I've already received thoughts about what I'm going to be experiencing there. Like my photography. I was like, oh my gosh, I'm going to do that. Nude with nature photography there. Oh, it's going to be so good. Oh, and the sun and the smells. So good. But I'm not like, yes, I want to experience this here and it's going to look like this. Such a difference. And I've been sharing that with you more lately. The difference between this is what's going to happen and I'm telling myself, the universe, the world, this is what's happening. And I'm using this different voice because it feels different vibrationally, so it sounds differently. This is how it's going to look and be, and I'm making sure that this is going to happen because it doesn't quite feel right on some level, so I'm going to tell. Versus, oh, this is it. This is it. This is it. Oh, it's just it. It's just it. Nothing else. There's no like, oh, it's because I fell in love with the desert or any of that. It's just it. It's just it. And you know when it's it. And we can't fool ourselves. We can never fool ourselves because our vibration never lies. Our feelings are always our indicator. And the other amazing, magical thing is that when I was sharing with you that when I've been feeling the emotions of leaving Australia, I was feeling it in my solar plexus. And then when I brought my awareness to it, it was like, wow, I can breathe. When I was on that camper van website, and I was like, this is it. I felt it in the same space. I felt that expansive, that fullness, that aliveness. deeper breathing. I felt it in that same spot, and I was like, wow, that's fascinating. Felt it in this spot. A new opening, a new connection in depth with my body. And I also want to add that I set an intention for myself for 2020. And I was re-reminded of it yesterday when I was just reading through the things that really resonated with me that I wanted to like dive deeper with. And one of them was my breath. Diving deep in the breath, and constantly answers and solutions are constantly showing themselves, and they're all entangled and wrapped into every single moment. So a moment is not just a moment of here's this thing that I asked for, it's here's this thing that I've asked for so many different ways about so many different things, and here's this moment in time, and here are like 5,000 solutions I'm experiencing at one time. Solutions constantly being delivered and experienced in a single moment. So things that you ask for can unfold simultaneously all together, wrapped in beautiful packages. And maybe not so ton. Sometimes you think they're beautiful packages, but they really are. So you know when that's it. So whatever you're dealing with right now, or trying to decide about, trying to choose something on, should I stay or go in this relationship? Should I take that trip to Hawaii, Vegas? Should I move from where I'm living? Should I transition from this job? Should I spend more time outside? You know, but how it feels. You know when that's it, and you know when it's not. And when it's not, no amount of brute force can make you feel differently about it. You could go there. You can experience it. You can experience that person all you want. A job, whatever it is. The food. You can totally feed yourself all of that. But it won't feel the way it feels when you're in alignment with you. When that's it. But you can still make yourself choose and be and experience things that you don't really want to. And that's okay. It's how we discover things within ourselves. And it's okay if you ever choose something that you're like, I didn't really want to choose that. Guess what? You got another moment. And when you choose something that you're in alignment with, you're like, that's it. Acknowledge it. Acknowledge yourself all over the place. Shit acknowledgement all over yourself. Ooh, I really like that, and I followed my intuition here. Yes, yes, ooh, I didn't really prefer that, and I didn't follow my intuition here. Yes, I have awareness. So, you know by how it feels. And only you can break it down for yourself. Only you can break it down. So, what are you willing to acknowledge for yourself? What are you willing to acknowledge with where, oh my gosh, yes, this is it, 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 this is it. And maybe it shows up as this isn't it. Okay, great. Acknowledge this isn't it. Oh, this blasé feeling, not it. Oh, this feels. That's it. That's it. That's it. That's it. That's it. I don't know why, but I feel guided to keep saying that. That's it. 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 You're worth the that's it. You are worth it. That's it. That's it.
And there you have it, beautiful beings. I hope you've enjoyed this episode. I know your true heart's desire is to live a magical, vibrant life. And I hope this podcast is supporting you in the fulfillment of this desire. I want to hear from you and how this or any of my other episodes is impacting your life. Rate, review, subscribe from wherever you're listening, or email me at theuniversemademedoit@gmail.com. And please share this episode with a friend whose life you know it will positively impact. Sharing can give them access to a deeper knowing and clarity and can allow them to shift their current life experience. Text them or share on social media a link from Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you're listening, or share theuniversemademedoit.com/podcast.